Chapter 12. A Hidden Fortune. The room fell silent, broken only by the whirring fan of Tong Shishi's notebook, its high-pitched buzz slicing through the air. Jack's comment remained unaddressed, hanging heavily in the room. Lei stood up, his chair scraped softly against the floor. He exited the room only to return seconds later. Accompanying him was a young police officer. Mr. Joe, this is Officer Bai. Officer Bai, please escort Mr. Joe out of the building. Officer Bai nodded in acknowledgement and gently touched Joe's shoulder. As she guided him towards the door, Lei addressed the technician sternly. Mr. Joe, your contribution today has been valuable. You have the thanks of the Beijing Police Department. But remember, Mr. Decker is here as a private U.S. citizen. His conclusion is just that. A personal opinion, not an official statement from us. Nevertheless, what you've witnessed here is part of a sensitive ongoing investigation. You must not discuss any of this with anyone, not even family. A breach of this confidentiality could lead to severe legal consequences, up to 5 years in prison. Do you understand the severity of this situation? Confusion and concern swept across Joe's face. His pupils dilated slightly. Finally, he managed a slight nod.
Of course, Officer Jung.
Good. Ensure Mr. Joe returns to his workplace safely, Lei instructed Officer Bai. He will resume his usual activities. Today was just another routine day. Isn't that right, Mr. Joe?
Yes.
Joe's voice was barely audible. Thank you. And Mr. Joe?
Yes.
We greatly appreciate your assistance. The door closed with a gentle click, and the room fell silent again. Jack glanced at Lei.
5 years. That's quite a threat.
Lei's face relaxed. It was necessary to keep him quiet. I believe your conclusion is correct. Unfortunately, I have to say. The implications of this discovery are too enormous to take them lightly. This information cannot be allowed to go public. A hint of denial, a little intimidation. It's part of ensuring Joe's silence. Jack nodded in agreement, understanding the need for Lei's stern facade. They were suddenly dealing with a case that went far beyond the murder of his friend. Unbeknownst to them, the most enormous bounty in human history had been placed on Nick's and Yang's heads. And there would be others. Tong Shishi was not finished yet, and once she had access to all parts of Liang Wei's Bitcoin seed phrase, her reward would be astronomical. Tong Shishi now has 8 words of the seed phrase. She's well on her way to unlocking Liang Wei's fortune, Jack pondered. Lei added, assuming the others also have 4 words of the phrase hidden in their transplant's DNA, this implies she will need to go after 4 more victims to complete the 24-word seed phrase that unlocks the wallet. Ying interjected. Not necessarily, Lei. Given the entropy within a 24-word seed phrase, if she obtains 20 or maybe even just 16 words in the correct order, the remaining words could potentially be brute forced by a powerful setup. Lei furrowed his brow. How feasible is it to brute force it? Ying took a piece of paper and began to scribble. Brute forcing a 24-word Bitcoin seed phrase from scratch is impossible. The entropy contained within it is too large. Picture this. She began drawing a small circle on the paper. This is the Earth. Now think about every grain of sand on Earth, she continued, filling the circle with multiple tiny dots. And I really mean every grain, including every speck on our beaches, those deep below covering the ocean floors, and all those buried in the deserts. All of it. Jack leaned closer, intrigued by the analogy. Ying added 8 additional small circles to the piece of paper. Now imagine that all of our 9 planets were like Earth. Jack interjected, I thought there were only 8 planets in our solar system. Ying grimaced. The day I accept the verdict of the International Astronomical Union will be the day that the Shanghai Wolves win the Super Bowl, she exclaimed. Anyway, now imagine that every single one of the other 100 billion stars in our galaxy has their own Earth-like planets circling around them. And don't stop there, She gestured expansively and started covering the whole piece of paper with circles and dots. Extrapolate this to the billions of other galaxies in the observable universe, each with their billions and billions of Earth-like planets, and each with their own beaches, ocean floors, and deserts covered in sand. Every grain of sand in that universe represents one unique seed phrase. The odds that one can identify exactly the grain of sand that represents Liang Wei's seed phrase from the right place at the right beach on the correct planet in one of those countless solar systems in one of the myriad galaxies are still billions of times more likely than cracking a full 24-word Bitcoin seed phrase from scratch. But aren't we talking about computational guesses, not human ones? Modern computers can process, what, millions, perhaps billions of guesses in a second? Jack wondered. Oh, even more. Today's supercomputers can perform quadrillion operations per second. But even if we were to harness all the computational power currently available on Earth and focus all of it exclusively on this one task, the time required to accurately guess a specific wallet seed phrase would still far surpass the age of our universe. It's hard to truly grasp the enormity of these numbers, Ying explained. Jack let out a soft whistle. But, she added, her pen hovering over the paper, if someone has most of the seed words in the correct sequence, the scenario changes dramatically. She started striking through several of the circles. The entropy, or randomness, reduces exponentially. It's still a monumental task, but with enough computing power, it becomes feasible. Jack leaned back, absorbing her words. So, if Tong Shi Shi gets a hold of, say, 20 words, it's doable, Ying confirmed, her voice steady. With 20 words in the correct order, the remaining combinations for the final four could be brute forced by a large computer setup within weeks. That's at least if she knows how to rent and program a fleet of computers in the cloud to achieve this. Hypothetically, even with just 16 correct words, given massive computing power, brute forcing the rest is within the realm of possibility. Her eyes met theirs. This isn't just theory. How massive are we talking about here? Quite massive. Even with the newest chip generation, it would have to be something along the scale available to state actors or major IT corporations. But even then, it would still take them a couple of months. Lei shook his head. Mr. Mahoney and Mr. Yong's murder do not carry the signs of a well-funded operation. The fact that she needed to covertly use the sequencer at her workplace to analyze the samples and our near success in apprehending her this morning suggests she's acting independently. Had she been supported by a wealthy or influential entity, there'd be no need for her to maintain such a facade. She could have easily accessed a dedicated facility for her analysis. So unless she plans to sell parts of the seed phrase to the highest bidder, we can exclude this possibility. So it's a 20-word minimum. This means at least 3 more kills to unlock Liang's fortune. How much exactly are we talking about here? Jack wondered. Hard to say. If Liang Wei had invested half of his wealth into Bitcoin before he disappeared in 2022, and accounting for Bitcoin's current price, the value of his wallet could easily surpass $200 billion today. Double that in case he transferred most of his assets into Bitcoin, Ying calculated. Lei whistled lowly. Is there even a wallet with that size? Ying, engrossed in her screen, navigated swiftly through the data. There are multiple wallets of that magnitude, though they mostly belong to exchanges with significant activity. But some inactive ones have been around for a while that would fit the bill. See this one? Holds about $320 billion worth of Bitcoin and has shown no activity within the past 4 years. Jack looked at the line Ying was pointing to on the screen. Jesus, if this is a single ownership wallet and Tong Shi Shi is aiming for it, she would immediately become the richest person on Earth. The influence she could wield would be immense. She might even be able to disrupt global monetary markets for a while if she plays her cards right. Lei pondered the implications. Could she? Bitcoin may be pseudonymous, but its transactions and addresses can be traced. Any Bitcoin that moves out of this wallet could be traced back and blocked. Blocked or flagged by whom? Ying asked. Nobody controls Bitcoin, and we have no worldwide consensus on how to handle it. We might be able to enforce that those Bitcoins will not be accepted here in China, but the global network is beyond our control even if we wanted to. There will always be buyers on the global market. Plus, there are ways to make coins hard to trace.
How so? Jack asked.
They vary. She could send them through mixing services or several layers of lightning channels to anonymize them, obfuscating their origins. It wouldn't be feasible to mix all the coins at once, but given enough time, we are still talking billions of US dollars in value to which she would get access. And that's assuming people are actively tracking those specific coins in the first place, something that is not a given. How would you prove that Tong Shishi, or anyone for that matter, took control of exactly this wallet through illegal means? There is no way of connecting this specific wallet to any person if she is the only one who knows the seed phrase. Without that, it would just look like any other dormant wallet that became active again after a while. There'd be practically no evidence to even try to attempt a worldwide ban and force miners to not process transactions from this wallet.
Lei leaned back in his chair, the gravity of the situation dawning on him.
So every moment we waste, she gets closer to unlocking a fortune and possibly disappearing forever. Given the stakes involved, she won't stop even with us now on her trail. We need to anticipate her next moves and protect her future targets.
Who could those be? She has a list, but how do we get access to it? Jack wondered.
Lei's eyes widened. The surgeries, he exclaimed. The surgeon who performed the transplants will know as well. He's just oblivious to any connection to Bitcoin. Ying, pull up the database and search for transplant surgeons active in Kuala around the time of the organ transplants.
Ying's fingers flew over the keyboard and quickly navigated to the relevant database.
Let's see, she murmured, scrolling through the records of surgeons in Kuala. Here we go, she announced, pointing to the screen. Four surgeons qualified for organ transplants were active in the hospital around that period.
Lei and Jack leaned in, scrutinizing the list on Ying's screen. Two names were still linked to active medical practices. The other two, however, were retired. Dr. Hua Xin, aged 66, still lived in Kuala. It was the second one that stood out. Dr. Bo Yan, Jack read through his profile. 56 years old, he took early retirement and now lives in a seaside villa in Beidaiha. He left the hospital in October 2023 rather suddenly. It says that the hospital board was displeased that he quit his position without giving them adequate time to find a replacement for him.
Lei stroked his chin. A surgeon from Kuala, retiring early to a life of luxury in Beidaiha? There is no way he could afford this lifestyle by ordinary means. He might have been paid off handsomely for his silence or cooperation.
We need to move fast. If Tong Shishi is ticking names off a list and he's privy to it, he too is in imminent danger now that she knows we are onto her.
Lei stood up.
Agreed, but this is much bigger than we thought. We need to brief Chief Wong and Secretary Liu immediately. Then we can go and talk to Dr. Bo.
Jack grabbed his coat. Let's just hope we're not too late.
What did you find out?
Secretary Liu Jun's stern face dominated the monitor, his presence looming despite the distance. The call was impromptu, set in motion as Liu was shuttled to his next appointment, his image intermittently wavering with the limousine's movement. Lei and the police chief were standing in front of the chief's camera, while Jack was standing next to the desk, off camera but able to look at the screen.
Secretary Liu, Lei began, the case, it's more complex than we believed.
Jack watched Liu closely. Throughout Lei's update, Liu's face was a mask of composure. His eyes betrayed no hint of surprise or concern. When Lei concluded, a heavy silence fell, broken only by Liu's measured inquiry.
And your level of certainty?
Lei took a deep breath. All evidence, the encrypted messages on the Bitcoin blockchain, the genetically coded seed phrase information hidden within the kidney tissue, it all pointed to one undeniable truth. Tong Shishi is hunting down a fortune hidden in human flesh.
Very high, Secretary Liu, Lei affirmed finally.
And you believe this Dr. Bo knows who might be the next victims?
We do, Lei concurred, given that Tong Shishi, as a former nurse in the hospital, knows the identities of those who receive the transplants, it stands to reason that he too is aware of their names, especially given his suspicious early retirement in luxury soon after the transplants occurred. This can't be a coincidence. He likely has been paid off to keep quiet. However, I believe the true significance of these individuals, the link between their names and the wallet or Tong Shishi's actions, remain unknown to him. Interrogating him is our best bet to uncover her next targets. Leo's microphone went on mute. His attention momentarily drifted off camera. Jack noticed him nodding slightly while he contemplated this new information. After a short pause, not longer than a few seconds, Leo's microphone unmuted.
Chief Wong, Officer Jung, these new findings change the fundamentals of the case. This matter now escalates beyond your jurisdiction. Effective immediately, the MSS will henceforth oversee all proceedings. As such, all new discoveries will be exclusively reported to me without going through any Beijing police channels. We need to keep all further discoveries in this case contained. Chief Wong, your job is to remain supportive, but detached from further updates.
Chief Wong's indignation was almost tangible.
You are cutting me out of my own investigation?
That is the directive, Leo confirmed, unyielding. Continue to provide Officer Lei support and assistance in his case, but do not inquire about any new status updates.
Secretary Leo, that is most unusual. I must protest.
And still you will do as ordered, Leo cut him short. The Ministry of State Security is better equipped to handle a case with such wide-ranging implications. As the Municipal Committee Secretary of Beijing, I am now directly in charge. Officer Zheng,
Leo's eyes shifted slightly to address Lei.
While pursuing Dr. Bo is crucial, we must not forget that Tong Shishi is still a threat within the city. You need to make sure there are no loose ends before heading to Beidaiha. Make sure the concierge from Tong Shishi's building is thoroughly questioned. We need to find out if there's even a slim chance he knows something about her whereabouts. It would be catastrophic if another murder occurred while you're chasing leads outside the city.
We will commence immediately.
Good luck, and report to me once there is any development.
The screen went black. Secretary Liu had ended their call. Lei respectfully bowed to Chief Wong. I regret the secretary's order, Chief. It was not my intention. Chief Wong dismissed them with a brief nod.
We have our orders. Time is of the essence. Go.